When Arnett Hartsfield became a firefighter, he had to join an all-black unit located Station Number 30 on Central in Pico. Now, more than 60 years later, he's the historian at the African American Firefighter Museum, located in the same station where he came to work every day. I caught up with Mr. Hartsfield while I was talking with his old friend, Roger Duncan, who joined the station after serving with Tuskegee Airmen in World War II.
If you could, just describe some of the things that we're seeing here.
This is the old dormitory. The first colored station was up on Belmont Avenue, and everything was fine up here until 1924. They started building Belmont High School. They didn't want colored firemen across the street from a high school, so they had a movement. They moved them into this station.
This was an all-black fire station?
Yeah. This is a picture of this station in 1925. I worked with half of the men in the standing. This man came on in 1904.
That's right.
This man passed battalion chief's list in 1931, only to be told by the chief, the big chief, "Hall, it's a shame you're not a white man. We have no place nor plan for a colored battalion chief." And now Roger and I live to see 20 of them. And Sunday I went to the retirement dinner of a chief, Doug Berry, who is being succeeded in his office by another colored fireman, Millage Peaks.
Did you ever think you'd live to see that?
No. In my 20 years, only two blacks made captain. We went 17 years without a black making captain. Because our captains couldn't promote to chief. And they were too stubborn to die.
They had the best job in the world.
This is Timothy Beckworth for Annenberg Radio News at Station Number 30, now the African American Firefighter Museum.